We'll call the committee to order, quick run through the roll, and first is the approval of the minutes from the 45th meeting of the Rules Committee. Representative Lowell, move approval of minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion prevails. Next is the calendar of the day for Thursday, May 18th. Representative Smith, move approval of the calendar of the day for Thursday, May 18th. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Calendar is adopted. Members, next, we'll try and get some of these members on their way, actually, real quick, if we can, if we're here currently. So first, the chair will move that Senate File 3260, pursuant to Joint Rule 2.03, be recommended to pass. Representative Severson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. 3260 is a bioscience initiative, and it basically just allows the bioscience commissioner to make more than one bioscience zone. It's passed through, you know, a couple of committees.
Questions for Representative Severson? Representative Abrams.
Chairman, I have a little bill that's stuck in the tax investment committee. It's on five
little bill.
Buildings at the University of Minnesota. Broad bipartisan support, both houses, and I think the other
just a little bit. Yeah, I think I'd probably squish mine.
Representative Carlson.
I was just going to mention to Representative Abrams that there are some of us that might want to help him in that endeavor.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe an amendment, Representative Abrams.
I'm okay.
Any further discussion? Seeing that, the chair will renew the motion that Senate File 3260 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. Members, next, the chair will move that Senate File 2706 be recommended to pass. Representative Pennis, this is the bill we just discussed briefly in the floor.
Yes, this is a bill with the custom product of Peter Coyle. It is to extend the date from 2006 to 2007. It's a pilot project that the Commissioner of Peace, as monitors, is looking at for industrial model for employment of people with severe disabilities. 60% of the people have to be without disabilities to have severe disabilities. That's enough.
Any questions, Representative? Seeing none, Chair will renew the motion that Senate File 2706 be recommended to pass. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Thank you, Representative Pennis. Next, the Chair will move that Senate File 367 be recommended to pass. Representative Baylor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, I appreciate the consideration here. The text of this bill passed the House sturdy. The vehicle itself suffered a little breakdown. I think we've got a little bit of uncertainty about key elements. I thought if we shrunk it down, make it a little lighter, that would fit pretty well in this alternate vehicle. And you see the amendments that you have reflect the tax changes that are in the past.
Hold on, Representative Abel.
The amendment is a one thing. Actually, members advise, the reason we have to this way was to advise our convenience. If you have a bill that has a number, to advise to recognize the number in their memory, but delete all of exactly the same language, it takes way longer to revise.
Representative Baber, we don't seem to have the amendment.
709,
no.
I do.
You have a copy?
709.
I got this, but Representative, this is insane. Well, the chair will move the 709 amendment for discussion. Representative Kelleher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Abler, obviously it's not going to be a swimming pool bill anymore, so can you tell us House File 1862?
Representative Abler.
Healthcare cost continuum. You want the link or that just be energy?
No, and there's a copy of that 1862 in members. Members, I know you should have a copy.
Okay, Mr. Chair, if I could just ask Representative Abler, I feel a little like I'm querying him for his intentions here, but I think I need to do that. What's his intention with the cost containment bill?
I'll figure it out.
Representative Abler.
I appreciate the time. My intention is to amend the bill. This new will be amending the bill to make it accurately as shown in the text. 1816-2 is what their sections marked out. The amendment offered in the floor would be an agreed-on amendment, a very bland oatmeal quality agreed on by the leadership side. If amendments come up, and are agreeable to this core group, the bill would be withdrawn.
So, Representative Abel, I know you had some discussion that this is basically a version of a bill we passed already, or this is a, would be a subset of what already passed the House floor.
Correct.
All right, I just wanted to clarify that.
And
Representative Keller.
Mr. Chair, thank you. Representative Abel, sorry to take through this, but so this is the bill that you seem to have irritated several different folks about, but we are coming to a compromise, right?
They're far happy now.
Representative Abel.
I could say the parents got shot out of there.
Yeah.
Questions on the 709 amendment? Seeing none, the chair will renew his motion on the 709 amendment. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion fails. Amendment is adopted. Members, next, the chair will move that Senate file 367 be recommended to pass as amended. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion fails. Thank you, Representative Abel. Okay, now we'll move Representative Osment. Actually, we'll work first to Representative Smith. Representative Smith moves that Senate File 2239 be recommended to pass. Representative Smith, to the bill. And do you have any amendments, Representative Smith, or do you just have the bill before us?
Mr. Chairman, I have no amendments.
Okay.
This is what's commonly referred to as Omnibus Bill Number 1 has... I believe are the non-controversial provisions this year, dealing with everything from the MSRS plans, contribution rates through technical changes, various one-person, single-person changes, and I think basically, to sum it up, it's the non-controversial provisions passed through the LCPR.
Okay. Any questions for Representative Smith? If not, Representative Seifert.
Mr. Chair, Representative Smith, I know ways and means to be going through this, but I'm just looking on pages 4 and 5 on employee contributions look fairly steep. Are those all agreed upon by the Pension Commission and the folks? It looks like a DFL income tax bill. It goes from 5.69% up to 8.6, 7.9 to 10.10, and 840 to 1040, and 1260 to 1560. I just thought it, is this something that came in later, or was this all pension-approved items?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Seifert, this was from a bill filed early in session, I believe, and there was testimony taken, and testimony was favorable from the parties in the reports.
Okay, there is an amendment before us. Representative Swigum moves the 2239A3 amendment. Representative Swigum.
Thank you, members. Page 7, starting article 74, I'd like to remove today. A very simple truth, the simple fact is that most of us here know very, very little about pensions and pension policy, other than possibly Representative Osment and Representative Smith. Most of us know just enough to be dangerous. And that's probably me. Just enough to be dangerous. Looking at Article 9, Article 9 is basically a section that allows MRF, when a member retires, to provide IOUs from the member active account to the retiree account. Retired member account is our policy that I questioned again. But if you go further into the repealer of this article, you'll find that the consequence is that the state will basically end up continuing to pay the city of Minneapolis for a longer period of time, and the state aid amounts to about $9 million a year to the year 2020, as opposed to an earlier expiration date if we allow law to take place as it is. So I would like to take this article out of the bill.
I think it is unfair to taxpayers in the state of Minnesota. I don't think it is appropriate to be issuing IOUs. And again, I know just enough to be dangerous, but Chairman, I'd move the amendment.
Discussion on the amendment. Representative Kelleher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. If I could just ask Representative Smith to answer a question. Can I do that? I believe that he said at the beginning of this bill, when he introduced the bill, that it's non-controversial items coming out of the Pension Commission. Is that correct, Representative Smith?
Representative Smith.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Kelleher, that is, my opinion, formed from testimony at the Commission.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Kelleher.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, you know, I'm going to have to respectfully disagree with you, Mr. Speaker. I think that, honestly, this provision has gone through the Pension Commission twice. It is a very needed provision. It is not just about employees of the city of Minneapolis. It's about the school district of Minneapolis. It's also about employees of the Metropolitan Airports Commission, Metropolitan Council, state colleges and universities. So it's far broader than just that. And unfortunately, you're right that pension law is one of those areas where we all have a little bit of knowledge, and sometimes we get in a little bit deep. I think this is the wrong maneuver right here in this committee. I wish, at least wish we'd be discussing ways and means so we could have proper testimony about the fiscal ramifications of the amendment, and maybe we will have a separate amendment in ways and means, although the margin is, I don't know, just going to the floor out to ways and means. So the margin isn't very good there, but I really wish you weren't doing this. It's a provision that I've carried, and I think that it is a thoughtful provision that, frankly, is very needed in the pension area. So I would oppose your motion.
Representative Carlson. Mr. Chairman, I just have a question for Representative Smith as well, because I think Representative Kelleher makes a good point about an opportunity to hear from people about what the ramifications are, and I assume that the Pension Commission probably, Representative Smith, had testimony on this provision, at least this time or in the past.
Representative Smith. Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I may be wrong, but I recall hearing the pension administrators of the pension testifying as to this bill.
And as a result of that testimony, then, I assume then that the Pension Commission made the decision to move forward with it as a non-controversial item. So I guess I concur with Representative Kelleher that we should probably keep it in here until we have a point to have a more thorough discussion.
Chairman, I don't need to get into a deep discussion, but I cannot. I do not believe that IOUs are a very, very sound fiscal process. I don't think it's very prudent pension policy. And certainly, we all had an opportunity to listen and watch a couple of weeks ago when a certain Minneapolis TV station did a little background on pensions in Minnesota. It sort of raised eyebrows amongst all of us, whether we're getting pensions or not, or where they're paying for them. And in addition, I would argue that the taxpayers in Minnesota are probably not well served, and certainly not well aware. I would doubt that there are any taxpayer in the state that would be aware of the fact that we would be continuing with Article 9, an additional payment of approximately $9 million a year to the city of Minneapolis for its bailout of its mismanaged fund of MRF. At least I don't think there are many taxpayers aware, but I would love to make them aware of it. I think if all 5 million people in the state knew it, I think there'd be a different result. But I move the amendment.
Any other discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor of the amendment say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
No.
Motion prevails. Amendment is adopted. I hope there's any more amendments, members. Any other discussion on the bill? If not, Representative Smith renews the motion that the bill, Senate File 2239, be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails. Representative Osmond moves that Senate File 1057 be recommended to pass and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Representative Osmond, you've got an amendment here. So would you like to move that 11A amendment? Representative Osmond? Representative Osmond moves the 11A amendment. Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a couple of small oral amendments I'd like to make to the amendment, if possible, to take the one I'd like.
Representative Osmond, I think if they're small and simple, we can incorporate it into the 11A amendment. If you can just walk us through it and our members can pay attention. I think these are brief.
Page 58, if we would have between 58.7, lines 58.7 to lines 58.15, I'd like to delete that those lines. And 58.17, we need some change with regard to effective date there. Just would impact on Section 1 because we're deleting Section 2. And if some corrections would be made by the reviser to make that possible. And then on the next page, on page 59, on line 14, after the word Minnesota, I'd like to insert the word teacher. Continuing on that line after the word with, insert the word teacher. So that this provision would be focused on the Minnesota teacher retirement plans and pension plans.
Okay.
I'd like to incorporate those into the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Okay. McCormick, you have that? Okay. All right, we'll incorporate those. Any questions on the Osmond Amendment? You can walk us through or explain the amendment if you like.
I'd like to walk through the amendment very quickly. This amendment contains the language from House File 2847, which was the bill that we have with regard to the Minneapolis Teachers Retirement Fund and its merger with the Teacher Retirement Association. We would, the language is essentially the same, identical to the what came out of State Government Finance Committee with some technical, small technical changes. The language from the State Government Finance Bill that impacts on the State Board of Investment needs to allow them to cover their costs is in a more flexible manner is also included in here, and that's non-controversial. It also includes language requiring the state and local governments to list pension obligations as a separate line item in their budgets. Local units of government will we believe that they can handle this very easily, and we think it's would be an improvement. It's also consistent with the report that came out that by the Minnesota Taxpayers Association study that this would be an added reform or change that would be somewhat helpful. The language is included here that the state auditor wanted to do with regard to a benchmark performance audit. I believe the auditor already does this, but by putting this in statute, we feel that this also would be consistent with the pension report that we heard earlier this month. There's also language requiring the Pension Commission to do two studies by February 1st of 07. The first study would examine whether it makes sense to continue with a basic fund post fund structure and statewide funds, and the second study would examine the best structure for post-retirement investment bonuses, as well as how Minnesota benefits overall compare to other states. And Mr. Chair, with that, I'd appreciate your support and would be answering any questions.
Today. Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I could also mention, Representative Thiessen has really done the bulk of the work on this overall effort. I wish I would like him to come up to the table with me, Mr. Speaker.
Good question. Good question.
Okay.
Representative Kelleher.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Osmond, I want to thank you, and I want to thank Representative Thiessen, and I also want to thank the state auditor. I want to thank the funds, TRA, and Minneapolis Teachers Pension. I want to thank Education Minnesota, the Minneapolis schools. I think this has been an extraordinary effort of work over a number of years and months. This amendment represents hours upon hours of work and negotiation. And I think the Minnesota Taxpayers Association was sort of a late entrant into the debate here, but they added value to this amendment as well. And I think it's important to recognize the work of everyone who worked on this, both the elected representatives and folks in positions of power, but also the folks who came to us with information along the way and really helped shape this. I hope members will support this and we can keep this clean as it moves along. It's a very, very important piece of pension reform as well as solving a problem, and I think this really does, Mr. Speaker, you referenced that earlier to the report. This, I think, is one of the most major pieces of pension reform that we can do in this state to get to some of those issues.
Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Representative Osmond, this is an easy question, but I just want to point out, up until I saw this amendment today, and we're putting it on, I've been a no on the Minneapolis teachers. I just want you to confirm for the record, for me, Minneapolis teachers, the TRA, Education Minnesota, Minnesota School Boards Association, all people have been involved with this and are paying for this and are benefiting or getting corrected on this. They're all on board with this, as far as you know.
Representative Osmond.
To my knowledge, your Representative Junkie is correct.
Representative Coles.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Representative Osmond, can you help me the oral amendment that was incorporated into I'm trying to understand. I haven't had an opportunity to read through this closely, but the two provisions that you took out, the provision on page 58, lines 7 through 15, that were deleted. Can you tell me why we're deleting that? I mean, it seems to me to be some information that might be useful.
Representative Thiessen, I see, is here. May Representative Thiessen or Representative Osmond, whichever.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The reason for that, the cities in 2008 are required under GASB to do this and a whole lot more, in fact, on pension reporting. And it's easier for them to incorporate doing this as part of that process. And so they're required to do that. And folks that were interested in having this done have signed off on the removal of that language, understanding that we're going to be getting there anyway, and this is a smoother process.
Mr. Chair, Representative Thiessen or Representative Osmond, the second part then is we're limiting the comparison on the study. This is the second part of Representative Osmond's amendment. Line 59.14, we're talking about a study where we're looking at, we're asking the Commission on Pension and Retirement to study the structure and implications of MSRS and PARA and the Teacher Retirement Association. But then the second part of that, we're asking that the study just compare teacher plans, Minnesota teacher plans with teacher plans in other states. Why are we limiting it to just teacher plans? I'd be interested in knowing what we're doing with our state retirement plan and how that compares to what other states are doing and what the bigger PARA program looks like compared to other programs.
Representative Thiessen.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. I think there's two reasons for that. The first one, the first language that you talked about that applies to all pension plans was actually the language that kind of started this. And then really it was mostly a drafting error on my part. The reason we're doing the second piece is because during the committee process and several of the committee staff, questions came up about how do Minnesota teacher pensions compare to other teacher pensions. In Representative Tingelstad's committee that came up, there was a significant amount of discussion. To do every plan is actually a huge undertaking. This is, you know, maybe that's something we can head down at some point. In addition, the Legislative Audit Commission is doing some studies on pensions this year. This felt like something people were interested in and was a chunk we could actually bite off and accomplish in this year. So that's the reason for that.
Representative Thiessen, I'm not going to do anything now. I'm going to support them. I'm not going to get out of here. But I might chat with you before this thing ends up on the floor because I'm concerned about the issue of solvency and the sustainability of our public pensions. Not just the teacher plans, but the other plans as well. I mean, we've made commitments to public employees that we're going to have to live up to, and I want to make sure that we can live up to them. And I want to make sure that as we go forward, whatever we're doing with public employees on a going forward basis makes sense vis-a-vis what others in the country are doing. I think that information is useful to policymakers. So I'll chat with you between now and the floor. I'm not saying that I'm going to be public, but I'm interested in that issue, and I don't want to just focus on the teacher issue. I think there's a bigger
Representative Osmond.
To that point, Mr. Chair, and as that's your
Concerns are also shared by those of us that are on the Pension Commission. We have volumes of material that would be very happy for you to get involved with. Review.
Thanks for the invitation, Representative. I'll chat with you about whether I'm
going to
take you up on it.
Further discussion,
We're still on this amendment, but I think there's a couple other questions here. Representative Kelleher and then Swigum.
Mr. Chair, when you start to name names, you always can forget someone, and I should have thanked the Minnesota School Board Association and the Superintendents Association as well, who played a critical role in making sure there's support for this.
Thank you. Representative Swigum. Speaker Swigum.
Others, you were naming names, thank everybody. You forgot your mother or something.
Well, Mr. Speaker, she does watch us almost every day, so maybe when we're out on the floor, I can. She's been through a big week at our house, you know.
Just like we have a huge, huge problem we have to take care of. It. This is an absolutely important bill to pass. It's not a fun thing to do, and it just has to be done. My question to you, Representative Osmond, is this. Turning to page 13. That increase in the foundation rate adjustment will be adequate to cover the 0.05 increase in the employer fund, I would assume.
That's my understanding.
Dollar for dollar. And
it was just
I just want. I can't figure out the formula. I don't know what the formula means or anything. But you will tell me that it's not only enough to cover the mandates, or kids won't be hurt in the process. But you're going to tell me that there is going to be in the formula worked out in such a way that no school district in the state will get a windfall one way or another. That there's just enough money there to cover that 0.05%. And with the formula we have in education, the funding right now. Looped up as it is, this is not going to provide a windfall for one district more than 0.05 or less than.
Representative Osmond.
Chair and Representative Swigum, that is my understanding, and in looking to Representative Thiessen, who's worked very closely with us in detail, I believe he also confirms that. You might like to have that on the record also.
Representative Swigum.
By having the merger take place and the assistance of the Teachers Retirement Association to deal with this issue, I believe that's how we're able to make this a very equitable approach.
Representative Thiessen?
Yes.
Any other questions on the amendment before us? And is there an amendment to the amendment? No?
Yes, there's an amendment.
Osmond?
956.
Moves the 956 amendment to the 11A amendment.
I'd like to incorporate that also. Representative Thiessen would explain that amendment.
Mr. Chair, what this is, there's some language in here that requires that is going to increase disclosure of pension payments at the state level. This is the way that the Ms. Zingas and the Commissioner of Finance thinks it would be most practically done, and this is her suggestion.
Questions? If not, we will incorporate that, Representative Osmond, into the 11A amendment. Any other discussion on the 11A amendment? Members, just let me say, I also want to thank Representative Thiessen and Osmond and Smith for engaging in a lot of the discussions we've had on pensions in the recent weeks, especially in recent days. And I want to stress pretty strongly, I know we have a lot of people in the room that like to observe this process, and it's interesting how the Rules Committee can fill with so many interested parties when a pension bill is before us, which usually does not happen. But I think there are some modest reforms, as was mentioned by Representative Kelleher in the bill that Representative Thiessen and Osmond primarily have worked on, and I would hope that we can keep those reforms in the bill as they move forward, because I think taxpayers of the state, based on Speaker Swigum's comments earlier and some of the revelations that have been revealed in some of the news reports recently, are perplexed and puzzled and not aware of what some of the liabilities are that are out there. And I hope that we need to keep these reforms in the bill as we move forward through ways and means and approach the House floor. because I think we do need to provide for transparency and disclosure and information to make this understandable, because unfortunately there are not too many members of the legislature or even staff that understand this issue. And so I will take a very dim view of even countering the bill on the House floor if there are changes made as the bill moves forward. So with that, any other discussion? Representative Offit moves, again, the 11A amendment as modified. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, motion carries. Members, now we are on the bill as amended. So Chair Representative Osmond moves that Senate File 1057 be recommended to pass as amended and re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Seeing no discussion, all in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
As opposed, motion fails. Thank you, member. Oh, actually, members, we got a couple resolutions here.
The Olympic film?
Mr. Chairman, while folks are still here that are interested in this bill, I assume then the committee report will hit the House floor today.
Yes.
So it'll be re-referred to Ways and Means to
correct
everybody. So maybe a noise pressure.
I think Chairman Knobloch is planning on taking the bill up at the next meeting tonight, so we'll have action on the House floor to have the bill up. Members, there's a handful of resolutions before us. So the chair will move the R4 resolution, which is a common resolution on parking after the House adjourned signing down this year. Is there any discussion on that motion? All those in favor of the R4 motion say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, motion prevails. Members, next is the journal resolution, the R5 resolution. The chair will move that the R5 resolution be adopted regarding the after the sine die motion that the chief clerk can correct the journal. Any discussion? Seeing none, the chair renew the R5 resolution. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Members, next is the chair will be R6 resolution on facilities. After adjournment, any discussion? Seeing not, all those in favor of the R6 resolution say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, motion prevails. Resolution is adopted. Thank you, members. We'll put together again, I'm sure.